What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
Ryan Moore is the chief executive officer at Mode. They're a publicly listed UK business. They've got Bitcoin on their balance sheet, and they're helping consumers get into Bitcoin. Everything from simply buying and holding all the way to developing payroll services. I really enjoyed this conversation with Ryan, and I hope you do as well. Before we get into this episode, though, I want to quickly talk about our sponsors. First up is Mode. UK Bitcoin investors, listen up. Mode is an app that allows you to buy, earn, and grow Bitcoin effortlessly. Not only is it an easy and safe way to buy and hold Bitcoin, Mode also allows you to pay and receive up to 10% Bitcoin cash back for free from its growing list of online partner brands. For a limited period of time, Mode is offering 0% trading fees on all Bitcoin buys and sells. That's right, you can buy and sell Bitcoin and pay no trading fees. The offer ends at the end of this year, so hurry up and download the app now. I have to say, personally, I think the company behind this app is very, very impressive. They're an FCA registered. They're listed on a public exchange in both the LSE and the OTCQB market here in the U.S. They choose to hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet. Big deal. They were the first UK-based company on publicly traded to hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet. And they are also piloting a Bitcoin payroll product to pay UK employees in Bitcoin. So if you are in the UK, I recommend you go check out Mode right now. Their app's available on the App Store and the Google Play Store. You can download the app now and start buying Bitcoin with 0% trading fees today. If you're not in the UK, go check them out on the public stock exchange as well. Next up is MyBookie. Cryptocurrency is the future, so don't get left in the past. You can bet with MyBookie, and you can get in the game now. To get you kickstarted with crypto, you can use promo code POMP to double your first crypto deposit at MyBookie. The best part is that MyBookie accepts well-known cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and others, so you can bet and withdraw with crypto. The NFL playoffs are around the corner, and this week the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will face off in a potential Super Bowl preview. Both teams sit one win away from earning the top spot in their respective conference. But in this high-stakes game, bet the Bucks money line. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using promo code POMP. Head over to MyBookie today, place your bets, and watch the sparks fly with UFC 269 as well. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just go to mybookie.website today. Last but not least, if you are looking for a job in the cryptocurrency industry, whether you're coming from the finance world, the technology world, wherever you're coming from, if you're looking for a job, make sure that you go to pompcryptojobs.com. Pompcryptojobs.com. We've got hundreds of open roles there from the industry's top companies. There's been over a couple hundred people that have already been hired this year. One company's hired almost 40 people this year off pompcryptojobs.com. So if you're looking for a job, go to pompcryptojobs today and you will find the best open roles that you have to offer. All right, let's get in this episode. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Ryan, how are you?
Great, Anthony. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Dude, I'm super excited to talk. Two things right out of the gate. You guys are a publicly traded business. How has that been?
It's been good. I mean, you know, we went public on the London Stock Exchange back in October of 2020, and it's been a real positive for us, especially, you know, continuing to bring transparency and kind of credibility into kind of consumer facing crypto businesses. So we've seen it as an important positive for us going forward.
Okay. And now talk to us about the breakdown of your user base. I know you guys are coming to the U.S. now, right, and kind of making a big push into the U.S., but where are most of your users today?
Well, I would say we're not necessarily coming into the U.S. right now. We're very focused on the U.K. market as we speak. So we've focused on the U.K. market specifically for a couple of reasons. One, this is where we've got the regulation. We've taken a very kind of regulatory first standpoint around Bitcoin to bring that trusted source into it. And so right now we're really focused on U.K. We're focused on consumers within the U.K., of meeting them where they are on their crypto Bitcoin journey, working with merchants to find different ways to entice consumers in on the Bitcoin journey as well. So that's where we're really focused right now, specifically in the UK.
Got it. And what do you think is the big difference in the consumer behaviors, the demographics, anything that you see in the user behavior between the UK and maybe some other regions in the world? Are there specific things that you think are different? Or is it, no, these are retail or kind of consumer, you know, folks that are looking to buy Bitcoin and you guys are giving them products and services to access it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similarities, especially when you look at the UK and the US consumer. I would say there's a little bit more progress on some of the UK consumers when you look at the majority of the portfolio that sits, the majority of their portfolio that they already have within Bitcoin. And then, you know, you look at kind of the net worth investment, the UK is pretty happy with well over 3% of their net worth sitting in Bitcoin. And we have a lot of follow-on buys in the Bitcoin in the UK as well. So I would say we're the UK market, the typical retail consumer here is a little bit more advanced than the US, but we're seeing those numbers start to mesh together pretty well at the same time and come together.
Got it. And now one of the things that you guys offer that I thought was really fascinating is you have this 10% Bitcoin cash back from a growing list of online partners. And when you think about this, first talk about like what is this 10% Bitcoin back, and then talk about kind of how you guys select online partners to work with on that.
Yeah, so we're doing it in a couple different ways. We've been very focused. There's a couple things we have. We have, you know, Bitcoin wallet, buy, sell, trade, hold it. But we're also looking for ways that we can go right to people where they are on their journey. And one of the best ways you can do that is offer Bitcoin basically for free and risk-free, right? So what we've done is we've built our own payment system, and we have these direct relationships with various merchants. We also have an affiliate program that we're in the midst of launching. But when we own that payment rail, we've found that Bitcoin Cashback is a great loyalty program to entice consumers, right? These merchants are looking, how do we attract the Gen Zs, the millennials? How do we bring more of their business here? And the hook of Bitcoin Cashback is prominent. It's working well. And so when we think about the 10% that we're offering with some of these on a first time, you know, the merchants are excited about this. This is something that they're willing to put money into because they see the benefit of the Gen Z and millennials specifically wanting to earn Bitcoin cash back through their loyalty programs.
Got it. And then when you think about this type of action, I know that you guys have Bitcoin on your balance sheet. Is the Bitcoin on your balance sheet because you need Bitcoin to participate and kind of support this? Or do you have Bitcoin on the balance sheet for, you know, balance sheet protection or inflation kind of hedging? Like, how do you think about the Bitcoin on the balance sheet?
Yeah, I mean, it was a strategic investment for us from a treasury standpoint, right? We were the first public company in the UK to put Bitcoin into our treasury. And, you know, it was the board sitting around going, OK, we've just raised this cash. We don't need all of it right now for operations. So where are we going to find the best return? And, you know, obviously we're very into Bitcoin and we believe in the trajectory of it. But it was a no-brainer for us. And, you know, Bitcoin is continuing to get de-risked, especially when you look at these corporations that are investing into it, you know, these pension funds coming in. So it's just really has become a no-brainer for us from a treasury investment standpoint. So, you know, yeah, we use Bitcoin within our ecosystem, but it's more importantly, it's us trying to figure out how we're going to get the best return on our treasury cash.
Got it. And what has been the response from shareholders or other public market participants? Have you seen fast followers or are you guys kind of out there on an island in doing this so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're still one of the very few in the UK that's done it. I mean, we've seen the big headlines of Square and Tesla in the US, obviously MicroStrategy. But, you know, I think every CFO out there now has to consider Bitcoin as a treasury investment. And I think that, you know, we feel that it's going to continue to be adopted because, you know, where else can you invest in such a store of value like Bitcoin and what way it's performed over the last decade? You know, you've got to have some exposure there. So it's definitely a competitive advantage for us. And I think our investors have been happy with that because of that advantage.
Got it. And then in terms of thinking about the Bitcoin market itself, We've seen countries like El Salvador, literally the president claims that he's on his phone buying the dip and then tweeting about it and kind of, you know, really kind of, I think, not what people would expect a nation state to do. Do you guys think about buying more on dips? Like, how do you think about the treasury position? Is it just a, hey, we bought it, we're going to hold it for a long period of time, and every quarter we add to more based on a certain percentage? Like, how do you just think about growing it, selling it, trading, whatever?
Yeah, we don't look at it on a kind of a short-term trade. We definitely look at it as a long-term investment. We've bought and sold at different times, but at the end of the day, we've continued to maintain exposure in our treasury to it. I think we have to take that long-term view. Obviously, we have a lot of reasons to take the long-term view. But I think from a corporate strategy perspective, being a public company, taking that long-term view is the diligent thing to do as well.
Got it. And then on top of this, what have you seen in terms of your employees? I know you guys are working on like a payroll product to allow people to get paid in Bitcoin. Do you already pay any of the employees in Bitcoin, or is this something that you guys are working on? Where are you in that journey?
Well, I know you're a big proponent of pay me in Bitcoin, and so I love it. And you know, last year, our employees were like, "Let's get paid in Bitcoin," right? And we're like, "Yeah, we can do this. Let's do this. Why are we not doing this already?" We kind of looked at ourselves like, wow, come on, get with it. So a good portion of our company gets paid in Bitcoin. And then we trialed it with ourselves. We had great uptake within our own employees. They're happy with it. We worked out through the processes of how it works. And we just recently announced a pilot with a company called PayEscape, a payroll company here in the UK. And we're going to be piloting with their company over the coming months. And so it's created a tremendous amount of interest as far as, you know, how do these other payroll companies get engaged? They're getting asked for it. And, you know, it's we've got the kind of the mechanisms to do it. And, you know, I think more importantly than just having that product out there, what it's really doing is it gives another way for people to get involved in Bitcoin in kind of a dollar cost average way. You know, these people might not be the most savvy traders or know everything about Bitcoin, but they're willing to risk a couple of points of their monthly paycheck and see what it does within this investment. And I think that's the most brilliant thing. It's like, how do we continue to create products that can bring people into the space and be okay with where they are on their journey, but then continue to educate them with what else they can do to store their value and earn wealth around Bitcoin.
Yeah. Joe and John, what questions do you guys have?
Hey, Ryan. My question would be just around your Bitcoin rewards product. How does that work?
So we have direct merchant relationships that accept our payment. So we have our QR code based open banking system that we actually compete against Visa, MasterCard, right? It's an alternative to credit card payments, and it's completely off the credit card payment rails. And I bring that up because what it allows us to do for these merchants is we can immediately slash their interchange fees. We can instantaneously give them their funds once the purchase is made. They don't have to wait 30, 60, 90 days like you would. And what we've done is we've attached the loyalty program of Bitcoin Cash back to that, because you've got to find a way to incentivize consumers to do this. Merchants, it's a no-brainer, right? It takes their costs down. But you know, habitual buying habits, we all just use our Apple Pay that's tied to Visa or MasterCard, or our PayPal that's tied to Visa or MasterCard, or we put the credit card number in directly. So we're really trying to change a consumer behavior. And when you tie that in with Bitcoin Cashback, it becomes something that consumers are like, okay, I'm interested in this. And so, you know, when we created the product, this is something, again, that merchants can fund. They put money into loyalty programs. They put money into cashback already. So as long as we're bringing the consumers to them, the customers to them, then they're willing to pay for this. So that hook is working. And that's been really interesting to see since we launched this just a couple of months ago. We thought it was going to work. We didn't know. But the people that know nothing about Mode or know nothing about paying with Mode, they click on us, they see that Bitcoin cashback, and they immediately come onto our app and get access to that Bitcoin cashback that they just earned. So it's a tremendous product. And you know, we're really looking to continue to push this directly with merchants in the UK through their e-commerce sites. And it's been a really exciting product for us in the early stages.
Gotcha.
John, what do you got?
Yeah. Ryan, nice to meet you. Thanks for doing this.
Great to meet you. Yeah.
So you guys have really grown rapidly, it looks like, in the last year or two. Can you just talk about what's been the most fun for you? What have you enjoyed working on in the last 2 years?
Well, I think, we've been, we've been building for the last year and a half, right? We were basically a Bitcoin wallet when we IPO'd this in October, but, we had the idea of, how do you create these services around it, create these new ways for people to engage into Bitcoin. And our payments product, it took us most of last year to build that out, and we launched that in October. And so, now we're to the point where we've got kind of the products and how we're bringing all those intersections together, payments, which is a pretty traditional business, bringing that together with Bitcoin, which is kind of a newer wave. And, creating products at that intersection is a lot of fun, right? We're not just worried about, how are we going to put a bunch more altcoins onto our wallet so we can drive more volume or more transaction fees. Like, we're really getting into the crust of valuable business opportunities and value propositions that both merchants and customers can find value in. And I think that's the most exciting thing. And as we look at this, now that we've got these products, building is exciting in itself, but now that we've got across the goal line, we've got these products here, I'm really excited about just the growth and really bringing in a mass adoption of customers into it so that we can really trial this, get people using it and continue to improve it. And I think that's the most exciting thing about it.
Right. What's been the biggest surprise to you over the last 18 months, right? Obviously, we've seen all the, in the United States, the undisciplined monetary fiscal policy. European countries haven't been much better. But in terms of what the users have done, signups, Bitcoin, like what did, when you look back over the last 18 months, what's been the most surprising thing?
Well, I think maybe not the most surprising thing. I guess it's the, what I'm most excited about is just the adoption that we're seeing across Bitcoin, because I think it's continuing to force the conversation of, okay, how do we really take the Bitcoin capitalization from a trillion to 5 trillion? How do we really make that next exponential growth? And if you think about what's happened these last 18 months, the cornerstones of it are happening. It's not just Bitcoin savvy people pushing this every day. We're seeing the bigger companies come into it. We're seeing pension funds start to pick this up. And I think the minute that happens, that really starts to change the conversation with the regulators, and how do we really drive the trust, the transparency, which both Bitcoin and regulators want? How do we drive that to be able to bring more and more people into the ecosystem of Bitcoin and drive it to that next capitalization?
Yeah, it's fascinating to think about how quickly all of this is playing out. Do you all have all consumers, or do you service any sort of business accounts as well? It's mostly consumers, if not all, right?
Yeah, I would say we do a lot of consumers, but these direct merchant relationships we have as well. So they have accounts with us, and that gives us opportunity for us to educate them with what they can do with the funds that they have sitting at Mode, whether that's investing into Bitcoin or funding different loyalty programs. We're naturally, mostly in the consumer business at this point. But as we build out this merchant base, it's going to move us into a nice B2B business as well.
Got it. Last question we ask everyone. You got an end of year Bitcoin price prediction? You're cheating because we're asking you late in the year. We only got 3 weeks left. We've been asking people all summer long.
I'm still very bullish. I would have told you early November, we were still going to be around 75,000. So I think I got to stick with that. Who knows what could happen in 3 weeks, but I think we're going to see a great year of in push here. So I'm going to go with 75,000. I'll be very bullish here.
Yeah. I love it. I tend to think that the end of the year usually is pretty good. People forget last year what happened, right? We were going like $1,000 at a time every day, and we hit 30K, I think on the 30th or the 31st or whatever it was. So it was pretty fun last year. Hopefully we get the repeat this year.
Let's see those holiday and family buys coming through. People are getting educated, right?
Especially for Mode, right? If you're going to do it, go do it on Mode.
Exactly. That's what we're about.
Awesome, man. Where can we send people to find you on the internet or to find out more about the business?
Yeah, modeapp.com. And come check us out. You can go right on to, if you're in the UK, you can go right onto the UK store and download our app. But we're also traded publicly on the London Stock Exchange under Mode. And then we're publicly traded on the OTC markets in the US under MODGF as well. So a lot of ways to get engaged with us, either as investors or as customers. So look forward to seeing you all here.
Awesome, man. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I know it's a little bit later there, and my brothers appreciate it as well. So we'll definitely have to keep doing this as you guys keep progressing.
Yeah, I think most of my team's sitting in the pub right now, so I might
go catch up with them.
That's right. That's right.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.